This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Paul, Fiona on social media. Tass is well. He's just really busy at the moment.
That's overworked.
Overworked and underpaid. Our next guest is Martin Foley, Minister for Equality and Mental Health, member for Albert Park. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Macca. Good morning, Paul. Well, thanks. And how are you?
Look, pretty good. We were having a laugh earlier. I encourage you to take a minute out today. Google Mark McGowan kebab.
Mark McGowan kebab.
Yeah. The WA Premier, he was at a press conference and someone in another state was fined, not for buying a kebab, but for sitting in a park eating it. And at his press conference, he completely lost it with laughter. It's Martin, you know, when you've done press conferences and we all know about, you know, the people standing behind, you know, they're nodding and there's someone doing the signing. They all lost it. It's great. It's great. Okay. On to more serious matters. The Victorian government response to COVID-19, I've been watching this pretty closely and you know, absolutely, honestly, I think it's been a fantastic response. Measured. The messaging has been fantastic, but it's early stages, isn't it, Martin? You know, we're at the start of this awful climb that we're going up before the virus peaks and then hopefully as it then starts to flatten. Tell us, you know, from your perspective as Minister for Equality and Mental Health, are there any, really uplifting stories or great stories you can tell us that you've heard and you've seen or been involved with how communities, and particularly the LGBTI community, is coping?
Thanks, Macca. Yes, these are extraordinary times, and we're seeing extraordinary measures, but that's because this is a challenge that none of us in our living, local, or public health life have had anything to come in comparison to it. So we want to thank the Victorian people for having made such a solid start. But as the Premier has reinforced on a number of occasions, there is a very long way to go in this. And the signs of increasing community transmission are a big concern. And whilst we've seen some early signs of a drop-off in overall increase in infection rates, let's be clear, we are still seeing an increase in infection rates regularly, every day, in fact. And the number of deaths is terrible, but when we look at the scenes around the globe, we know that moving fast, but a graduated way that brings community with us is so important. That's why some of the other activities are so important. We know that to fundamentally save lives, we have to have this this set of measures that substantially restrict people's freedoms of movement and activities, and we welcome the fact that we've had such strong support, but know that there's a long way to go. And in that context, we've seen some of the best of what we can achieve. And I want to give a particular shout-out to the LGBTIQ community, who... A community that knows about how to respond to terrible outcomes have been far too long marginalised and subject to activities that are on the fringe. So when we see great things come forward from the community that need a little bit of support, we're more than happy to do that. We see it as an important part of a messaging to the community that it's going to take some time, so we need to think about better ways of engaging people's well-being and mental health. So that is a foundation part of the response to COVID-19.
Just briefly, Mark, speaking about freedom of movement, I need you to stand still. or just the signal was dropping in and out there a little bit. Sorry about that.
I think maybe get closer to a window, Martin, if you can. The signal did begin to dip just as we were partway through that conversation.
I'll do that. This remote working in old houses with thick walls is... How's that?
That's,
to the other
that's much that's better. Great. Thank you. Look, I want to put on record the Victorian government and, you know, a number of ministers and particularly you, Martin, have been very, very supportive of our community since elected. But the last few months, that support in so many ways has been significant. It's enabled community organisations, small and large, to continue to do what they do, to continue to engage, to continue to give information and to support our community. And I want to put on record, I'm so happy that we're getting that support, and I want to acknowledge that the state government is giving it to us. Many, many calls, you know, on the resources of the state government. You guys are looking after the LGBTI community the best you can, and it doesn't matter if it's in health, whether it's in mental health, in resourcing and everything. I'm seeing the impact of that day by day in large organisations, in small organisations. So I'm calling it out and saying thank you.
Thank you, Macca. And can I thank Joy for having stepped up and helped fill this gap between community and information and entertainment and engagement. That's why we were more than happy to support the initiative that Joy bowled up around, I think the working title is Dolly and Kerry on the Couch, of bringing together queer and diverse artists who have had their line of income and performances stopped, and how to bring those artists onto Joy, into the community, and develop some content and keep people from what otherwise might be isolation and loneliness and the challenges that go with that to an ongoing digital connection. And I thought that that was a fantastic initiative that Joy came up with, and we're more than happy to support that. But there's been lots of other fantastic examples. We've seen the Pride Centre continue to move along as construction has been exempt from many of the close downs. We've seen Transgender Victoria this week on the International Trans Visibility Day sign up to be a foundation tenant. We've had negotiations with pharmaceutical companies to ensure that hormones and medications specific for LGBTIQ community will continue to be available. I think this weekend, all the Queen's Men, their online dancing arrangements have gone absolutely viral, and we've seen Catherine Barrett's astonishing kindness pandemic take on the world, really. And all throughout that, it's been that campaigning, organising, leadership capacity of the LGBTI community that has been the driving force. And what we've done is backed it in and funded it to make sure that these really important initiatives in these very challenging times can reach community. There's still more to do. There's still increasing amounts of isolation, and there's the trauma of increased unemployment as businesses close down, and we need to make sure that mainstream services are supplemented by community-specific services to address those needs. So there's still a long way to go, but we've made a start, and I want to thank the leadership and the community organisers of the LGBTI community for stepping up so readily.
Martin, thank you for that. And I think it's important that lots of community organisations, I think, have been doing the same thing, just trying to make sure they stay connected with their own individual communities. You picked up there about lots of uncertainty still in people's lives, the fact that they don't know what's going to be happening next with their income or with their jobs. And particularly for people who are living alone, this is going to be a very difficult time. What advice would you give those people who are perhaps feeling isolated in this isolation state we're currently in? And where can they find some help?
Well, there's those opportunities that we've actually been putting aside politics as normal with the federal government, and we've seen an initial $74 million package for mental health and wellbeing across the whole community. The support that, whether it's Beyond Blue, Lifeline, those organisations, but more specifically for the LGBTIQ community, there is work that we need to do with Switchboard to make sure that that immediate outreach is there and available. This is a challenge because, of course, Switchboard have to change the way in which they work to be more remote and refocus their volunteer community. But there's work underway as we speak to make sure that that happens. But there's also a whole range of other services and opportunities in the digital world that we need to make sure is there. But we also need to recognise that there are still some areas of concern that are specific to the LGBTIQ community. Issues of family violence across Victoria, of which the LGBTIQ community is not immune, are at a risk of increasing. So we need to make sure that rainbow families and diverse families are attuned to those issues and the support that that can happen. Rainbow families, whether it's through parenting orders, whether it's through kids at home, there's issues there. We know that a large number of sex workers are a member of the LGBTI community. And there's specific issues there, work around young queer kids being disproportionately reflected in homelessness is going to be an ongoing challenge. And we know that there are circumstances if young people have to return to families who are not overly supportive of gender and sexuality diversity, that there's going to be mental health issues there. So how we support both mainstream services and queer-specific community services to address these issues in an increasingly remote, distance, telehealth supportive way is a real prospect of some challenges. That's why we're seeing unprecedented levels of cooperation between non-government organisations, local government, state government and federal government to address some of these issues because we've still got some way to go in all of this.
It's a long list, Martin, and I know you're working your way through it, and you know folk like Ro Allen, you know, are there working with you and you know bringing initiatives to you and advice. And look, I think what we're doing as a community, what my community is doing, I'm really proud of. But I'm also so proud that with government we're able to, you know, really work collaboratively and actually get some outcomes for our community and the allies of our community. So I want to thank you for that. It's really important, you know, yourself and your fellow ministers always have the opportunity to come on this show and talk about what's happening, and particularly during these times, it's a real challenge for us all. So I thank you, and we need to find a better spot for you to stand in the backyard, in the backyard or something. But
it's raining in Elwood, so
I know.
It's not all gloom,
no.
And I want to make that clear. And whilst we've got the COVID-19 response underlying everything, there's still important work to go on because we will come out of this. And we want to make sure that the whole of government strategy about how LGBTIQ community politics and concerns can be embedded in what we come out of is still underway. We need to find how we polish that up and get a whole lot of good people who might have a bit of time on their hands engaged in that. There's the regional roadmap developments, which the regions have requested about us refocus on how we can use that in a digital sense. And there's, in a few short weeks, the LGBTI leadership program will open up for applications for its third iteration, and that will be largely done in remote ways of bringing forward the capacity and the leadership for future LGBTIQ leaders. So whilst there is that COVID response that's underlining so much of the immediate work, we also have a mind to how do we make sure that the agenda of change and reform and making sure, as the Premier likes to reiterate, that equality for LGBTIQ communities is not negotiable in Victoria, that is enduring.
Yeah.
And we can do all of those at once because we've got such a great community to work with.
Cool. I'm going to end on a humorous note, Martin. Someone who's is quarantined in one of the hotels in Melbourne. Now, he's not complaining about the food. He actually did a video for his mum to show that he is actually capable of making a bed.
Well, I've got a 19-year-old that I'd like to show that video to.
So. All right, okay, look, I'll get the link and I'll send it to you. Thanks so much, Martin. Thanks for your time. Thank you for your support and your commitment. I know it's really difficult times. Lots of calls on your time and resources. So thank you. Thank really appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you, Martin. Great thanks to talk to you.
Cheers.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.